Blog Talk Radio.
I think the president has done a phenomenal job. We're doing a phenomenal job of staffing the government. I think the relationship with Mexico is phenomenal. 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 Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
Mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Friday, like, type theme. Yeah.
All right.
Todd Young at the propeller bat pole. Big Al, start up the Batmobile.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
All right, you dummies. Beauty. Yeah, man. Good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum. I'm Larry Dickman from Des Moines, and you're not. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour, a venerated podcast. I believe the President of the United States tunes in every Monday night and usually doesn't wear his pants. During the week, it's clobbering time with your host and mine, pantsless Ben J. Grimm. The ever-loving, brown-eyed, pantsless thing. And speaking of pants, Fridays, it's Friday night, pantsless possum. With your pants and mine. Pants. All right, I guess that was rang all the funny out of that. You know, I'm just making this up as I go along. Honest to Pete. Before it's too late.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
It's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
That is some spicy meatball. That's a figure, too, that lady has. Who is that? Is that Julia Roth? Who is it?
That was, Mama LaGooch. Mama LaGooch.
Oh, okay.
That's one of Wendy's relatives, I think.
Yeah. That's Mama Grenache. Hey, Mama
Grenache. Mama Grenache.
Hey.
You have some meatball? You wanted a meatball? I give you the meatball.
A spicy one.
A spicy meatball. All right, what is this? This is, what do you call Friday night?
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting you might have some sort of, what do you call, plug
I
to lay on.
I do, myself. Yes, I do. And afterwards, I like to say a little something to the apostles. So let me get the plug out.
Oh, geez, that sounds serious.
Uh-huh.
Go.
Oh. Okay, tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, Eminence Rock, Eminence Front Radio. 3 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Time. They're having a radio sign. They're begging for money because it's a non-commercial college radio station. But good tunes, and I thought he was going to skip over the Possum Blues segment, but no, he says he's not. That's coming on at 4:30. Possum Blues 4:30.
The funds will be rolling in.
How are you? That's right.
The funds will be rolling in, man, when the Possum thing comes on there.
Oh, you got that right.
Say it again, the website, one more time. I talked over you.
The website is WRIU.org.
Org. Dot
org.
Butt plug. Org.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Dot. But, what? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know where that giant boob was, but nice plug.
Thank you.
All right.
And now I would like to tell the Possums a little something.
Okay. Well, hit it.
Commodore Decker is a fucking genius. He's a genius.
What?
Wednesday afternoon, I went to the bank to transfer some money into my check and to pay some bills, and I wore my pork pie hat.
Ah, I see where this is going.
They were all over me. They were all over me. We were there flirting for a good 15, 20 minutes. It's
what
that
are you
hat,
doing, man?
It's that. Commodore, you are on to something.
Genius. I'm not just blowing hot air over here.
No, you are not. Now I'm going to believe everything you say. You even doing a news segment. I believe it, Franco.
Hey, man, I got Gigantor the Space Age Robot taking Epsom salt baths over there, man. He thinks my word is flawless now, man. I hipped him to a couple of things that have changed. What's that? Yeah, well, no, it's good for metal. It kind of lubricates all the lubricates all the all the metallic parts.
You know,
hey, man, we've got
before
we get started, we've got our old pal Mini Nifty's on the old horn.
Oh, great. Mini Nifty. I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. You want to catch up with the, grails?
You know it.
All right. Well, let's see. Do I have a sound effect to bring him in with? Boo, 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 boo. If there's a rock and roll heaven, then I bet they sure have a hell of a band. Okay, here we go. This is Mini Nifty.
Hello. Nifty.
Yay, it's Mini Nifty. Woo! Hello. What's up, man?
Oh, having the time of my life.
Excellent.
Good
to hear.
You wearing a hat, Nifty?
No.
That'll get you there.
Yeah, you want to really live large. Get a hat.
Secret Santa.
Go ahead.
Maybe if there was a possum hat.
you make it your possum hat, man.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
On the back of my business card, I put a picture of a caricature, and I picked a guy wearing a hat. I just realized that. I was just looking at it. Just now,
And
the power, man. The power of the hat.
And by the way, one of the biggest modern-day dementia artists that I sample a lot was a caricature artist a few years ago, Luke Ski. Luke Ski, he actually works at Cartoon Network now. He's working on the Mighty Magic Swords kids show. But before that, he was doing caricature for like 20 years.
Man, why did he decide to like ruin his life and get a real gig? Just kidding.
But he was actually the subject of a comedy bit. It was like some kid saying, "Are those free?" And then he says, "No." "Do those cost money?" "Yeah."
Do they cost money? And then the classic one, there was a guy wrote a song, "How long you been doing this? How long you been..." Because you get asked, that's like 9 out of 10 times when people sit down and they want to start a conversation with you. They say, "So how long you been doing this?" You know, and my best joke answer is, I look at my non-existent watch and go, "Oh, about 15 minutes. You know, and then they laugh. But
that is a silly question.
It's just I have heard that question more than any other question ever posed to man in forever, from time immemorial, or whatever the fuck it is. So,
but
anyway, I didn't feel like working real hard for tonight's show, you know.
Good for you.
There's a local band here in Grand Rapids, and they are doing an art exhibit, and it's going to be about women and women's history and women's rights, and well, they wanted a sound collage, it's going to be a longer piece. Not quite the Nifty Sounds of Dreams, but it's going to be a longer piece.
Longer than 3 minutes, you're saying.
Yeah. But,
well, that's
but,
okay.
You know, maybe it will end up on the CD, and who knows, I bet once the CD is out, I recently discovered The Possum Undercover when you brought it up, and I think it was in January. I might post the link in that Possum Undercover.
Yes.
Feel free. Absolutely. And you know,
exactly.
Whenever you want to edit them down into, you know, possum size portions.
The possum
always,
size.
Always glad to share.
If you want,
but right now,
for that collage, you can borrow Commodore's Dorothy asking for marijuana. I don't go good with a woman's collage.
But now, a classic possum collage. Ah.
No!
Sir, could you repeat your problem again?
Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit!
All right, time for this championship bullshit!
There is a moment we need a rose.
I kill myself too, the last thing was calm!
We kick up the leaves and the magic is lost.
That's not Mickey Mouse, that's just character! You've got a jolly part on that thing for a shit while I can have.
I just love that splat, that sound. I love that.
When you wish.
Yes. Yes.
Most excellent.
Our God.
All right. Am I on? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Come in, Tokyo.
Yep.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, no. This one. Time to do the roll call.
Roll call, baby. Yes, and there was much rejoicing.
And a splendid time was had by all. Yes. Happy birthday, everybody.
Yes.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. We've got Agent 3456.
3456.
Taking a little snooze. Better be careful, I got a box full of Sharpies.
That's right, we're drawing you. That's what he does.
I got my office cleaned up because I was procrastinating because I still got to do my taxes.
Yeah.
And I collected like the hugest box of Sharpies, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but. Watch out where you pass out, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Well, start giving them out as prizes. Right up Sharpies. Yeah, that'll be our prize for that one.
I should wait till Halloween and give them out to the kids at the door. Would that be a hoot?
There you go, kid.
I got a kid. Go do some damage, you know. Encourage them to vandalize with the things, you know. That'd be great.
Can't you customize that, Sharpie? You know, get your name on it and everything and advertise it and give it out?
Well, yeah, but...
That'd be half your margarine, won't it?
You're talking overhead now. All right. Well, there's Dr. Cake. Thank God she's here. Because last time we tried to do a Friday Night Possum, it wasn't really a show. Because she didn't show up. She missed the memo. But luckily, once she graced the archives with her aura, it became a show.
That's
so saved. In the nick of time. In the nape of the neck.
Woo-hoo.
And we're very pleased to have amongst us here in the lounge the inimitable Ford Prefect. Yeah, baby.
Ford's here.
He's a superstar, man. He's hiding from Facebook. So social media, kiss his ass, okay? That's all I'm saying. He's telling
Ford
social media to go fuck itself. And I admire that, sir.
Up yours.
I spent too much time on that dopey fuck boo.
Oh, that's right. All
right. Seriously, man. I don't even want to talk about the people talking today. It's just like, yoiga vault. Now, everybody is a pundit, you know? Everybody is a fucking pundit, you know? Yay, my gosh. Okay. Speaking of pundits, and happy birthday, everybody. There's Getting for USA!
For USA!
Getting for USA. You heard me. The one and only. Great possum. And then, of course, there's Maggie C. First in the Possum Lounge tonight.
And first in the heart of Gumby.
Aww, ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
You're a regular poet and don't know it. That's what I meant to say. So, anyways, there's Maggie C. Thank you for coming, darling. Boy, when she's not here, too, it's like... I don't know what to do, because it's like... I kind of make the show for them gals, you know, like, with them in mind, like...
I know what you mean.
Would Cake start Cake dancing if I played this? Yes, okay, well, we'll play that. is Maggie C. going to, like, you know, put a little whistling guy in the chat room if I play this? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play that. And then I use the opposite logic for the 3 minutes you'll never get back. Will they hate this? Yes. Okay, let's play that. That's how you do a show. That's the essence of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
There you have it.
Now, one of my favorites. Hi, Bob.
Ah, Piney.
That'd be your possum pine, Bob.
Do we even tell Piney that he's on the board? He don't know. He don't pay attention to that shit.
What's that?
Should we tell Piney that he's on the board? He don't know. He's not paying attention to it.
Speaking of hi, Bob, I sent a condolence to Bob Newhart because, you know, Rickles was his best pal.
Yes.
And we've had a cool relationship. A couple of
that
pals.
Was,
I hate to see that. I lost a lifelong pal this year, so I kind of, you know.
I did in 1989. My closest friend.
Wow.
1989.
Sheesh. No wonder you're so fucked up.
Uh-huh. I keep a distance from everybody now. I'm a hermit.
Oh, you poor guy. I feel bad for you.
There's a lot going on in Gumby's head.
He's a deep pond.
Yep. That's right,
deep
sir.
Pond. Do I have a sound effect? That's not really appropriate, but there he is, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you,
and gentlemen, the length and breadth of the Possum Lounge.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver. This portion of the show is being brought to you by the best things in life, which are still free with minimum purchase at participating dealers.
I call a quickie, man, you know?
Yeah. Fucking banana.
I love it.
There you go. Put it in your old woman's thing. Bananas.
Well, no, man. If you're on that stupid FUBU book or whatever the fuck it's called, face fuck. Fuck face. You gotta... I like that one the best. Fuck face. You're on fuck face, and all these assholes have opinions are like assholes, and assholes have opinions, man, and that's all it's about. Shut
banana
the fuck
table.
Up.
Eat more bananas.
And all you could do is eat more bananas. That's that's all I can say. That's my only answer.
Yeah.
Eat more bananas. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait.
Like Tom Moore's not on Facebook anymore. He has a chimp.
I got a chimp, man.
He has a chimp.
But, you got to watch out, man. Don't take the bait. They want you to say, you know, you're a drooling idiot. No, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll regret it. You'll regret it in the long run. Just have a banana.
Have a banana. Come quiet.
Kumquat or kumquat. Kumquat would be okay.
Or a raspberry.
Raspberry.
A raspberry. Yeah, nice. I like that.
That works.
Yeah. Kumquats!
Indeed.
Grenache.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. possum hour?
I need some marijuana.
There it is.
Where's that?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, yeah! All right. Cavalcade of sound bites is now over. That was...
I need to find out where those all come. Nice beaver.
That's it. That was in your honor, Nifty. That was in your honor.
No, that's a new feature to the Friday show, Cavalcade of Sound Bites.
I have some good news. If you like to pick really interesting stuff for your background music, I have some really good news. Not as Mini Nifty, but just as myself, as Tyler, as I don't know if you know, but I'm a composer of original instrumental music. Well, I haven't sent them any music yet because I haven't gotten into a studio yet, but I have been in contact with some of the record companies, the biggest ones, that specialize in production and background music, like DeWolf Music, which is the origin of Left Banke 2 by the Novel Tones. That's like their most famous thing. And they also do the Gonk from Dawn of the Dead. From Dawn of the Dead. But that's all DeWolf Music. And then KTM is the one that gave us the word Nifty. That's why we started saying it. KTM is the origin of most of the cartoony music from Ren and Stimpy.
Love that stuff. Use that stuff. I've got some of that right here I could whip out on y'all. But very, very cool,
but,
man. I wish you luck, sir.
Yeah.
That's a very creative endeavor.
Because if I write a piece of music and it just gets used in one broadcast, that's already some royalties coming in.
I wanted to get into voiceovers for the same reason. You do one commercial, 15 seconds, and you get paid a million times for this thing.
Yeah.
It's beauty.
It's a gold mine. I thought of doing that too. But I really like composing music as well. And that's who I can't believe it. I've gotten a whole, most companies, you email somebody and you never get a hold of anybody, but I actually got a hold of KTM's global director.
Congratulations, sir. We wish you nothing but luck. And you know, speaking of composing music, it's National Jazz Appreciation Month, right? Right?
Yes, it is, sir.
All right, well.
You like jazz, right, Nifty?
You like the jazz?
In fact, DeWolf, like I said, who originated that Novel Tone song and all that, they actually have a separate catalog called the DeWolf Jazz Records. It's like a miniature label just for jazz.
Cool.
Well, we got some jazz. We got some jazz. You got your jazz right here, Friday Frank. You look at that.
Right here.
I'm powerful. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
Friday, Frank. Triple mother of pearl. Man,
that would take all
now,
my
if you don't dig the Basie, man, I got no, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't,
there's
I got
no
nothing
hope for
you.
You. There's no hope
no.
for you.
No, no, just hang it up, take the pipe, baby, because
that's it.
That is the stuff, boy.
That is.
Woo!
Oh, geez.
Man. Friday Frank with Count Basie, two Franks.
Two Franks.
Somebody bailed out on that. Oh, man. Bummer. Oh, I'm sure it was not Basie related.
No.
Uncool people do not frequent the lounge.
That's
rule of thumb I've always believed
that's
in.
True.
Yeah. So we got a 3 minutes coming up. Kind of sorry Derek isn't here.
Ah.
That's pretty much Derek worthy. This is like music. It's a music appreciation number. You know, one of those, oh, makes you kind of wince while you're listening to it.
Ah, I love it. Love it.
That's always my favorite. I'll tell you what. Well, we're running a little bit early. Do you want to take a quick break for a commercial message?
Oh, yeah. We got to pay the bills.
We got to pay the bills.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer neutralizes all the acid your stomach has churned out. For your upset stomach and headache, take Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast.
Did you drink your Alka-Seltzer?
The whole thing.
We've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice. Welcome
Sweet
to the Possum Lounge. Yeah. Okay.
Just in time.
And you're just in time. Do you like that little sting there for the? It kind of builds you up to the 3 minutes. Like, uh oh.
Yeah.
Something scary is coming.
Yeah.
I had gravitas. I think I might have had a few beverages. When I came up with that idea, I was
like
complicit.
Star Wars music.
Actually, I copped that from one of the Frankenstein sequels. I think Son of, if I'm not mistaken.
Cool. That was a good one. Old time.
Son of was great.
Yep, I think Young Frankenstein was based on.
More or less, yeah.
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 With pieces of the others. Right, of course, the hermit from Bride of.
Yeah.
I was going to make espresso. That's probably the best part of the movie.
I'll have to go back and look at all those.
Oh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Beauty, funny. The funny of the funny. But now, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Country town or city, some people can be found who spend their lives in grumbling at everything around. Oh yes, they always grumble, no matter what we say, for these are chronic grumblers, and they grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumble on Thursday, too.
from one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Grumble
the whole week
through.
All day.
Grumble
on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Grumble
on Thursday, too. Grumble on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday we have Pride Preacher.
Grumble the whole week through. They grumble at the preacher. They grumble at his prayer. They grumble at his preaching.
They say it's just too long.
Oh, not this good pastor.
They grumble everywhere. They grumble at God's people and say this Lord is play. But holy folks don't grumble. They have only time to pray. They stay away from meeting.
And Sunday evenings,
because it's hot or cold, or else it looks like raining, a headache or a cold. And when the offering's taken, they're sure to vote or sigh, and say they feel so sorry. Always money is the cry. So they grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumble on Thursday too, grumble on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Grumble
the whole week through. All day grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumble on Thursday too, grumble on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Grumbling again?
Stop that. Grumble the whole week through. Say, if you don't quit your grumbling and stop it now and here, you'll never get to heaven. No grumblers enter there. Repent and be converted. Be saved from all your sins. You know that grumbling women
and gentlemen
find a heart of ground to win.
Amen, that's right.
Oh, she grumbled on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumbled on Thursday, grumbled on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How he grumbles and he grumbles and he grumbles and he grumbles.
Stop that. Grumble the whole week through. All day. Grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Grumble on Thursday, too. Grumble on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Grumble the whole year through.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
Amen.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Good
get to air your bippy out now and again, especially during the 3 minutes. Was that a hell of a 3 minute? I know you were looking at the clock, Gumby, because right at 3 minutes you went like, oh, geez, there's more.
Yeah.
I could hear you. You're like, ho! Oh, no!
No, it's like you're right here. You know what? Alexa was complaining about the 3 minutes.
That was an extra minute and 28 seconds worth of pain tonight, but,
oh,
you know, hey.
Yeah.
We had it easy last week with the Golden Throats. Whoever that was short, so it all balanced out. You know, the pain will be distributed one way or the other.
Still, that was
what apple cheeks?
Applets.
What happened to apple cheeks?
Oh, they're all running.
Oh,
she ain't aging right away.
She took her cheeks to the bathroom, Ford says. I don't know how Laverne and Shirley came up there in the chat room there.
You got me. You got me on that one.
But anyway, it did, I don't know, Getting Four says it surpassed the parent series, Happy Days in the Rain, which I guess it did, didn't it?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
It was had higher ratings than its parent show, being a spinoff. And then, of course, produced by the same guy that produced the Odd Couple TV show, Gary Marshall, who passed away not too long ago.
Which was Penny's brother, not father.
Penny's brother, exactly.
Yeah. And still
extreme
trying to figure out about, to figure out about Happy Days, why Fonzie jumping the shark was kind of seen as a low point, like nobody watched it after that or something.
I think it was just symbolic because I think it actually was a highly rated episode when he jumped the shark. But sort of after that the quality of the show really started slipping, and I think, you know, I don't know who came up with that, but it sure stuck, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
In fact, we're jumping the shark as we speak, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
I tipped my magic hat to the guy that came up with the shark jumping saying.
Yeah.
Oh, your magic hat, dude. I tell you what, man, the hat thing. I don't know if the hat, last year's hat's going to work this year. I put it on once, and it was just like, man, I didn't hear like Sinatra go, yeah, baby, you know. You're looking good, kiddo. I didn't hear
get
it,
a
man.
Pork pie.
So, I don't know.
Get a pork pie.
Maybe I need a new hat. I don't know.
I know a lot of people think that The Simpsons has declined since the beginning. I mean, are you fans of The Simpsons? I know you use
that. Oh, big time.
I love that clip of Nelson, I think it is.
I like Ralphie.
Yeah. Well, I always kind of like, for me, the best Simpsons were prior to Phil Hartman's untimely death.
Yeah.
Because once he left the show, he was an important recurring character on that program. He really was. He was in every other episode, it seemed. I don't know. When you lose Troy McClure,
they went on too long. They ran.
Yeah, well, but now it's on it's on a whole nother path. You know, like, shoot, I haven't watched it in years, so I don't even know.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in ages. Either.
What brewery was Laverne and Shirley filmed in? The Schatz Brewery is probably Stroh's, I would think, somewhere in. Who knows? They've probably filmed it in the. Stoney's Brewery in Smithton, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some news.
Wasn't there another...
We got newsworthy stuff. Go ahead. You got one more thing?
Well, yeah, I think there was another show associated in some way with Happy Days as well. I think it was Joni Loves Chachi, I think.
Joni Loves Chachi? Marcia Blansky's Beauties. Another spinoff of Happy Days. And Mork and Mindy. Big time. Bigly spinoff of Happy Days.
Bigly.
So.
Why?
Bigly.
Uh-huh.
Why what?
Why Mork and Mindy?
Mork and Mindy. That was an episode. It was a spinoff of Happy Days. Mork came to Earth in the 50s, and it was, and then he went, ha-ha, I'm Robin Williams, ha-ha-ha. And then he was in his own show like a couple weeks later.
And he froze Fonzie. He froze Fonzie.
He did. He froze the Fonz.
Why wasn't that jumping the shark? How come that? How come the show has freeze frogs? This show has freeze frogs.
B, C, and D. Now, do you want to know?
Also, to spin off of that little known show, Potsy's Prostitutes. Remember that show? Potsy's Prostitutes?
Yeah. And they have, well, they had a sequel years later. It's on Netflix, Potsy's Prostate. It's him today, grown up. Him and Donnie Most sit around and talk about how many times they have to piss every night. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's like that Family Guy episode. Donnie Most.
Donnie Most. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Potsy's capping yet, but we'll see. Now, I want to point out something. I discovered fake news.
Yeah.
You see in the slideshow that picture with the police lights and the lady with the goofy face? It was from that's the picture from an article on worldnewsdailyreport.com. It's fake news, man.
Yeah.
But it's not. It doesn't say anywhere on here that this is fake news, except if you read the headlines and go, what? So this woman in the picture, she was arrested for training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend.
Are they hiring this fake news place? I think you and I could go.
I know, man. We could make a living doing this shit.
Oh, God, that's funny stuff.
But, I mean, article you're reading looks that dumb, it's probably made up. It's probably just made up, man.
Probably. Because there's a lot of weird shit that's really going on.
Probably made up. But there's weird shit out there. I mean, this is... attacked by rodents over on a dozen occasions over the last night.
In fact, just 2 years ago, if you would have said fake news, everybody would have thought the Onion.
Yeah, yeah. But well, they're obvious about it, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Even they fool people. This one here, they don't say it's fake news, but by golly.
Well, the Onion,
if you can't figure it out.
Well, technically, the Onion's motto is just the world's finest news source, so...
True.
Not
true.
Too clear, you know?
True. Well, to juxtaposition that...
I believe it.
With,
I believe it. You know why I believe it? Because you said it, Commodore Decker. I believe it. This crazy-ass lady trained
girls
to attack her fiancé. Yep.
That's right. Hey, man, I got a haircut, okay? So believe what I say.
There you go. The man has a haircut.
Ever since I got this haircut, I'm infallible. Now, here's some real news that's stupid enough to be fake, but it's real news. This is great. I love this one. This is my favorite. I think this is my favorite one of the week. Now, you know, remember the other night I was talking about clean coal. Clean coal. Clean coal.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, there's no such fucking thing as clean coal.
Yeah.
Okay. That's stupidity. We go to Kentucky, Benham, Kentucky. The Kentucky Coal Mining Museum in Benham. they're trying to save a little money on energy costs, so they've installed solar panels.
Yeah.
To generate electricity for the coal mining museum.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find there's irony there. Irony.
Yes,
you get the
there
irony
is.
There?
That is
irony.
What irony means, kid.
Irony?
That's what it means, kid.
irony,
solar
man.
Power.
Oh, Scotland.
Solar power for
Scotland's
the
like... I read another one. Scotland's almost 100% powered by wind generating energy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, you know, Exxon Mobil in the White House and, you know, running the thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah.
man. They're like so into fossil fuels, so
yeah.
married to that. God.
We
the thing
back
is,
in time.
I think I've read other articles where they say, you know, it'll probably be a good idea to leave some of that shit in the ground and not extract every last, you know, scintilla of fucking oil from the ground. Maybe it'd be a good idea. I don't know.
Did you hear what 45's doing now? He's trying to push the rule that we should go back to gas light. The street lamp.
Go back
gas
to what?
Light. Gas light. Out the streets and everything.
Yeah, well, I've got a whole canister of whale oil out back I've been waiting to use.
And the horse and carriage. I want to bring that back.
Oh, man. I mean, fuck the environment till it bleeds. Basically is the theory here, you know?
Oh, party like it's 1899.
I don't know what to do about that, but all right. Here's some. Oh, you want celebrity news? How about celebrities? Before we end this hilarious.
Misty wants celebrity news.
Well, the Barry Manilow thing. Come on, shit. Shooting fish in a barrel there. He came out of he's gay, and it's like everybody went, oh, okay, and.
I know, I was blown away.
But here's the real shocker. Norman Lear, right? He was in this interview and he goes, you know, he was talking about Jimmy Walker from the, you know, Good Times, Jimmy JJ.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dynamite!
He says,
he says, you know, Jimmy Walker dates Ann Coulter. You know Ann Coulter, this right-wing... Zombo.
Looks
like got an Adam's apple and JJ Walker and her date. And they've been dating for years, according to Norman Lear.
Holy shit. Oh.
Is that weirdo-rama or
that
what?
Is. Jesus Christ.
Now, I knew JJ was kind of a right winger, but wowsy woozy wow wow. Then later on Horseface came out and tweeted that they're just good friends. They go out, but there's no romance. They're best of friends. Love him, no romance. But
that's so weird that they're friends.
That's just weird that they're. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that they're associated at all. Norman Lear could have got a sitcom out of this.
I'm gonna give him a call later.
Yeah, give him a call. He wears a hat.
Yeah.
He's big on hat.
Yeah. He's got. Oh, he's always wearing that hat.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. And on that note.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Walk a mile in my tennis shoes. Tina Turner came at a highway blues, but I don't love nobody but you, honey. I'm a true rat for the things I've done. Second cousin to a son of a
Most excellent. We've been unjoined by our pal Mini Nifty, man. That was let's give him a round of applause for showing up.
Good people.
He's not one of them guys when he calls in I go
no.
No.
He's always welcome. You know, good man. Good man.
You know what I'm talking about, I think. You know?
I know who you're talking about. You know what? Corey just gave me an idea. Now that I got a hat, I'm going to donate my knotted kerchief to the Smithsonian.
Ooh. It should be like on a mannequin
there.
Head somewhere. Yeah.
It should be. Oh, maybe Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, man. Hey, you need what you need is a bronze bust of your noggin.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then put the fucking thing on that. And put that in Planet Hollywood.
I like it. Good idea.
You know, my glasses are Elton John glasses in a way. They're huge.
Huge.
I think it's the color. They're gold, and I think gold is good for my head. I think that's why I got a good response from them. Nah, they're squar.
Okay. You know how the pitbull wizard was?
Nah. I remember in my growing up in our optometrist's office, they had a pair of glasses in the showcase. That they were big, fat, white, round plastic frames, and they had windshield wipers on them. And I always thought, man, if Elton John only had my eye doctor, you know, he'd be set. Don't know if anybody ever bought them, but my mom said no. She just looked at him and looked at me and went, no.
She knows her son.
I didn't even get to say anything, you know. No. Not
but
happening.
Now you're thanking her. Thanks, Mom.
Well, let
me get that.
That'd have been more ass kickings than I ended up with to begin with, you know. them platform shoes, they didn't work out so good, did they, pal? So anyway, speaking of old times.
Can I tell you the glasses I got, though, real quick here? The glasses I got?
Go ahead, man.
I wanted to get Woody Allen, you know, more framed glasses, because I was a big fan of Allen. And they didn't have it back then in 76 or something like that. So I got these big, black, framed, ugly-looking glasses. The girl tried to poke me out of it, and I still bought them. So 2 years I had these big gawky goggles I wore.
Well, that's...
I said, that's the story. That was it.
Remember, there's a picture of me on Fuck Boo.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like that one, Ford. That picture of me on Fuck Boo with the gigantic glasses is ridiculous. What the hell was I thinking? I walked in the fucking warehouse. The guy goes, hey, Sally Jesse, what's up? I'm like, shh. I've made a big mistake. Yeah. I've made a big mistake. So this week, I had a visit from beyond, from the old days.
Huh?
My old pal, Bill Brasky, was in town.
All right.
Yep. That was cool. Called me up. He's like, Bill Brasky. All right, man, free drinks. Let's go. Time. And I usually don't take advantage of his hospitality, you know, too much. But I was hungry. You know, I was peckish. I got there. I kept picking up the menu, looking at the menu, going, yeah, that looks good. I kept the bar bill low because I was drinking Bud Lights. And they were in green aluminum bottles left over from St. Patrick's Day. So they were on special. They wanted to move those bad boys. So.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't argue with that, which I dug. So I was like, cool, I'll have the fucking salmon thingies, you know. and then he offered up some real booze later on, and he's like, you want one of these? Well, geez, he had like an $11 fucking drink of bourbon. I'm not sure the brand it was. And I'm thinking, well, no, how about a Lagavulin? You know. I had me a scotch out at the fancy place, which is always cool. Tasted
cool,
good.
Huh?
Yeah. Good time, man. He's a good dude.
Bill Barashi. Good man.
I'm hoping he'll come to Rookstock this year. You know, you're all invited to Rookstock. We got plenty
of...
Bring a sleeping bag, you know, if we run out of beds.
3-day event.
It is. At least 3 days. Get that fucking
hole. You going to shemp it this year? You going to shemp it?
Well, there's always some shemp involved. It's a shemp. It's a shemptastic thing. I guess we won't do Decker's Dance because it's a longie. I'll tell you about these guys call me all the time. You know, junk calls. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Horseshit.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Okay?
I get it all the time.
Yeah. So this one, it's always like a city or something.
St. Louis, Missouri. M.O. St. Louis, M.O.
You know, the phone tells me, oh, geez, okay. This is some ass wipe, right?
Yeah.
So,
girl.
You pick up the phone and you know it's a recording, right, immediately.
Yeah.
This is credit card services.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with your account.
There you go. Tell a Mark asshole that there's Ford. Yes. So they say,
this is credit card services. Press 1 if you want to lower your rate. Press 2 if you do not want to lower your rate.
So I said, I'll press hang up because I don't have any fucking credit cards. I ain't had any for fucking 10 years. The fuck out of here. Will you just leave me the fuck alone? They call like 3 times a day.
I get it where they, right afterwards, they say, there's nothing wrong with your account. Fuck you. I don't want to hear the rest.
Jesus God Almighty.
But I like that.
Will
like
they not quit?
You
know, I guess...
rate.
I get, yeah, I'm going to lower my rate. I got your lowered rate right here, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Press 3 if you want us to raise your rate. Oh.
What
kind of no-brainer is that?
Double that motherfucker. Where's that? Let me press 0. Double that son of a bitch. I want to pay 48% interest on that loan. Credit is for suckers, kids.
Oh.
Okay, that's the Commodore's advice this week. Sage advice. Credit is for suckers. It's good to have a good credit rating, but having outstanding credit is for suckers. Now, we had on the fuck boo an incident. The picture of the lady with the meatball did not show up in the thingy, right? In the link.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Grapehead. I don't think it was the lady with the meatball.
The
I think it was
tit?
The giant tit. The giant tit.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's definitely
that's the
it's
red
definitely
flag.
Facebook. Because it shows up all right on Twitter.
No way.
Yeah. And it's always been that. The other times we had Dion Grapehead, it was the same thing. It's fine on Twitter. So it's definitely Facebook.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, check it out.
Dude, I got invited to this page where it's just like women with huge asses and shit. It's on Facebook, but it's private. What are they trying to fucking, like, oh, yeah, we're all fucking upright and fucking, just like 45, you know. She meant a gaga. Let's polka, goddammit. Oh, you know what? Opening day today at PNC Park. Game on! It's baseball season, kids.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Recorded that, put it on YouTube, and it was her heartfelt tribute to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Well, there's a lot of polka. There's a lot of polka fans in Pittsburgh because there's a lot of what do you call your Polacks here?
Yeah, Poles.
Well, not only Poles though. a lot of your what do you call your Slovaks? They're into the polkas.
Slovak. What the hell is a Slovak?
Slovaks. Slovakia.
Oh, okay. Slovak.
I probably know more Slovaks
like
than Poles from back
then.
Oh,
home. I like that.
Yeah.
Fact, I like that.
My first wife was Slovak.
Oh, didn't
so
I know
my
that.
Kids are part Slovak. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slovaks.
No, you need it. Everyone needs to check out Meowana on YouTube.
What's Meowana?
This is a hippie chick that plays the uke. She sings and plays the ukulele.
Oh, nice.
It's funny.
Nice.
She talks fast.
Nice.
She doesn't shave her armpit.
Ooh.
How
I find that sexy sometimes.
Frock.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do.
She doesn't shower. She's a regular hippie chick. I kind of like that.
I like a good scrubbed shower though. I do like the smelling
dirty,
the smelling
dirty
thing
chick.
With the girl with the smelling is the good in the thing, and then that gets me with the whatever, and then stuff happens. Yeah.
I'll post a Fiddle Grenache tonight of Meowana.
All right. That sounds good. That's a deal. That's a deal.
One of her beautiful tributes. I mean, one of her beautiful tributes.
Beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
Man. What a great show we did tonight, man.
Yeah, it was a fun time. And we owe it all to Mini Nifty, I think.
Mini
he
Nifty was
it.
Huge.
Yeah,
he was bigly.
He was huge. Huge. Bigly.
Bigly, bigly, bigly. It's not Wag the Dog, no. Look away. Look away. Look away, Dixieland.
Pointy birds, a pointy pointy.
anoint my head. Anointy, nointy.
Yeah, like that. Everything, nothing to see here.
Nothing.
Everybody go home. Get in your beds. Sleep tight. See you in the garden.
Remember to donate to WRIU, like company is.
Yeah, give some coin to WRIU, and maybe, like, if somebody comes on fuck face and asks you for money because they have cancer, give them a couple bucks, too.
Yeah,
why not?
A few bucks.
You know, cancer. Thank you, sir. Right. I was laughing at that thing I put up on Plasma Undercover, Don Rickles talking to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
My buddy that passed away last year, he stole half his act from Rickles now, I think. You know, because it reminded me of him. Because the guy, you know, he's talking about, what do you want done at your funeral, Dan Rather says. And no, that was at the Dan Rather one. The Dan Rather, he goes, what do you want done at your funeral? He goes, what have you heard? You know, and that's a line my buddy would have used. What do you mean, what have you heard? Fucking Rickles, man.
Did you see the Larry?
A king, a god. A god has left the earth, a god of funny. Yeah.
I never really
cared
for him.
Get out of here.
I liked him in his movies and the TV show. I liked CPO Shark. But when he was on the Tonight Show, I didn't get anything of what he said. Nothing made sense.
Well, you're a goyim. What do you expect?
CPO Sharky was good. I actually liked that show.
You know, that was funny because, like, that was the only show he ever did that did more than 13 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And this week, 45 came out, and he said, this is the greatest 13 weeks, first 13 weeks of any presidency ever. Bigly. And, of course, Friday marked the end of his 11th week in office. And I thought, geez, even Tim Conway hasn't had a 13 weeks that successful. Thank you so much. I did not.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
I know, but, you know, I try. I kid because I love, and I love because I kid. And that's basically the length and breadth of it. Well,
time for a Red Bull.
The old clock on the wall tells me time to get the fuck out of here. Beauty, yes, rest in peace, Don Rickles, you son of a bitch,
Rickles.
Funny fucking volcano of funny. Kelly's Heroes.
Come on.
Crap game. Crap game. He was so funny, man. He was painfully funny. I used to live for the Jerry Lewis telethon. Sunday night around 9 o'clock, Rickles would come on, and I would be there, man. Time for Don. Natties.
Red Bull.
Love the man. Love the man. We'll miss him greatly. And he was sharp as a tack till his dying day, which is a beauty.
Yes. A good friend.
There's no shitty.
Bob Newhart. True friend.
Best friends of Bob Newhart, my hero. Based my life on Bob.
Now Newhart was funny. I thought Newhart was funny.
Oh, crap. Wow, what are you talking to here? Men's from Pinsk.
But what?
Well, you're all funny.
Watch Rickles when he's on the Tonight Show and he goes out and talks to the audience. Not one of his jokes makes sense. Red Bull. It's the way he says it.
Manny,
right.
He
you're
admits
right.
That himself. He says it's just the delivery. It's the delivery, man. It's all the delivery. The man had talent coming out of his shimagugu.
I have to admit, though, I'm amused by how much it doesn't make sense.
Oh, shit. We got to beam out.
Oh,
everybody. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everyone.
There it goes!
Maybe you did. When I see the video is when I can tell whether we did it or not.
It'd be recently. It'd be recently. Very recently.
Yeah.
Good show. Good crowd tonight. Yeah. Fun time.
Yeah.
Fun.
Everybody
when it's,
really
I like when it's
place.
Fun. You know, because, I mean, what the fuck? We have no other purpose for doing this. We make no profit. We, you know, a little bit of ego boost now and again, but it's basically just to have some laughs, man, have some fun.
Yes.
And we accomplished that tonight, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, it did. Everything went smoothly.
Yeah. They're safe as kittens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I still ain't done my taxes, bro. Raspberry. Oh, man. But I'll tell you what, my office has not looked this good since I moved in here. Well, except for the dust.
I know what you mean.
After I get the taxes done, I'm gonna dust. But go ahead. You're gonna write a novel?
No, it's not. All I've been doing is cleaning the house, so we'll fully write the novel.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, well, I can't do my taxes when this room is a pigsty. My God. I really did improve the room a lot, man. I changed it around a little bit. And it flows better, man. Got a better flow.
Got a better flow to it, huh?
Yeah, man. I think I upgraded on my feng shui.
All right. There you have it.
National Jazz Month, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
little Neil Hefti jazz, babe. Huh?
I like it. I dig it. I'll put that on some Gumby Loves Jazz, little Neil.
You know what this was from?
What?
How to Murder Your Wife.
Remember
the party music?
Yeah. Yep. Before she jumped out of the cake.
No.
That's funny.
When he was putting her down with the blip blap.
Party. Okay. That was a wild party. It's
oh my God,
that
she's all fucked up.
That movie did the same thing to you and I. It encouraged us to become cartoonists, and you're the one that did
you
it.
Got? Are you
not
fucking
me.
Kidding me?
No,
we I'm
going to
live in a townhouse with an Italian buxom wife? Sign me up! Terry Thomas is my fucking houseboy? Go!
I have to take pictures of your storyline.
And there's that was so great, man.
Uh-huh.
How cool was
that? I love that.
How cool was
movie.
That, man?
I wanted to be a cartoonist.
I was up there. That was up there on the list of influences. Uh-huh. The other movie, did you ever see the Bob Hope one? That Certain Feeling?
Oh, yeah.
To a lesser extent, I was Bob Hope, you know. I'm painting turtles in my shitty apartment and then steal John Williams' wife. And then Beaver was in that, too. And Pearl Bailey, Cousin Pearl.
The Beeb was in that one? I don't remember that.
The Beeb was the little kid.
I only remember... Oh, I think he told me that before. Yeah, I only remember him in that Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Right. He did that one first.
Yeah.
That was his first. And then he caught that Bob Hope movie, man, and he was a heck of a cute kid on film.
Yep.
God, he could, you know. And then as he grew older, his acting ability just diminished. I mean, there was like a flow chart going down. You know, the older he got, the worse. Like, oh boy, hang it up.
You know what,
maybe
Dad,
maybe you have
him today. When you see him today, he's still acting like a little kid. Boy, he just seems like he's acting like a little kid.
Yeah.
He didn't grow out of that.
He definitely.
Much. That's the whole thing.
He definitely had a push for behind the camera. You know, since he got older. Now Tony Dow, on the other hand, has had a little career after he had an after Beeve career.
He kept up his look. He was a handsome guy.
Well, he did a few sit-ups. Yeah, that was.
There you go.
That's the whole difference, man. You want to remain on film? Keep it up, man. You know, who was I seeing that looked really good today? Oh, Barbara Eden. She's got to be a million.
Oh,
you know, and
oh,
she looks
Christ,
elderly,
still,
but
yeah.
Jesus Christ, she's still built.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm sure there's some girdleage involved, but hey, she could lure me into the sack anytime.
Damn Skippy. I'd fuck
you hear
her
me?
Out of memory. Fuck her out of memory.
Excuse me. Do you hear me, Barbara Eden? I'm just putting it out there, baby. I know
Barbara
tunes in.
He has a hat.
I've got a hat. I wear the hat.
He has a hat.
Man, remember, what's his name? Shit. Phil Garvin, male prostitute?
Yeah.
Ed Garvin. And he said, if you don't mind, I'd like to keep my hat on.
You know what was a good for some reason I just thought of this. SNL.
Fred Garvin. What is it?
I like ex cops. What were they
oh,
called?
Oh yeah, ex police. Another marijuana related death. That's how it always ended up.
Badges.
Another marijuana related death.
They showed her wallet there that had like a little pinhole. ex-police.
Yeah, Fred Garvin was the, I think, the greatest one-off. Oh. And God bless them for never doing a sequel. Because
thing. Or a movie to it,
Well, I could go for a movie.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
All right, have we driven that into the ground? Have we?
Yeah baby. Yeah.
Somebody's got to eat something out of the car.
Yeah, all right. Let's kick Tommy in a cratch. What a coffee for the WRIU.org.
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba-boo.
I got to sit there and avoid donating.
It was right on the tip of me tongue. Well, man, great show. Thank you. Thank you, Gumby.
Fun time, sir. Thank you.
We miss all the missing possums. Those possums that are no longer with us, and those possums that are no longer here, and those possums that didn't come tonight, or slept in, or just forgot, or just had something to do. But the ones that were here, they were okey doke. That was a nice bunch of possums there. I tell
they
you,
inspired
cool.
the party.
I don't want and mini nifty. I don't I don't want to sell any of them short. One real quick thing. I found it in my note. Remember I was telling you about the weirdo caricatures?
Yeah.
At that party, one of the little girls said she was a relative of George W. Bush, and she wanted to be drawn as a bush, an actual. Leafy bush.
As a bush?
A bush.
As a hedge?
A bush.
Drawn as a hedge?
A hedge.
A bush?
A hedge, yes. So, I drew her head, drew a bush. A bush, and she wanted to be a bush with a cat on her head. I swear to you, I'm not making that up. I can't believe I forgot that one. When I listened back, I went, I forgot the best one. She was a bush. With a cat on her head. So
I bet you were in heaven, man. These kids would imagine creating.
It was good times. It was good times.
Sure.
I love what I do and I do what I love. And that's why I can do a podcast twice a week and not worry about it so much. Say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody!
Woo!
Let me know the view. Go ahead, too. Hey.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Aksu.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!